I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Today to get a couple teams in our March Mattress promotion going along with the big college basketball tournament, you got to tell us something you did online where you screwed up and posted something you shouldn't have or wished you could have taken back, hit send when you shouldn't have. Here's something like that. A bride demanded a refund after her wedding bouquet never showed up. This bride ordered almost a $200 bouquet of fake flowers from a decor company called Forever to Hold, and they were going to be used in her wedding. And then she got a hold of the company to say, hey, the flowers I ordered never arrived. You never sent me the damn flowers. I want my money back. And so after the dispute of several months and going back and forth, the company decided to refund Jordan her money, and they sent the money. Well, a couple months after that, somehow the company, the lady and the mother-in-law that run the flower company, went to her Facebook page, the bride's Facebook page. Somehow they got led to it. And then there's her holding the flowers on her wedding day. Post pictures all over Facebook of her holding the flowers. And so she says, I bet they thought I'd never find out, but you can't hide anything with social media anymore. We're a small business, and to us, $200 is a lot of money. But we refunded her money because we wanted to keep the customer service reputation. And she goes, there's so much out there about news about businesses trying to scam brides. Here's a bride trying to scam a business. And so they confronted the bride about it and were finally able to get the money back after threatening to contact police. They called the wedding photographer that was embossed on the pictures and said, do you have any other pictures of that day? And so the wedding photographer said, yeah, I got tons I didn't use. And so they had other different pictures of the bouquet, and they're like, obviously it made it there for the wedding.
And they're probably not the only ones that that woman scammed. There are probably other people who were involved in the wedding in some way where she said she didn't get what they had promised. And, you know. All right. Well, we got burned out on winter here after we really only had about 5 weeks of winter this year. But it just wouldn't seem to end. It finally has, thankfully, as we're looking at a beautiful mid-60 degree to near 70 degree day today. But imagine Michigan, where it's just, you know, it's going to be piled up there, the snow, until probably Memorial weekend. And a man got so sick of it not too long ago that this was last Tuesday night after midnight. Tuesday morning. It was Monday, late Monday night into Tuesday morning, just after midnight. He got sick of having to shovel his car out. He went out and just started shooting at the snow, at the snowbanks. This 37-year-old guy stood outside of his vehicle. He got his vehicle stuck in a snowbank. And apparently this had happened one too many times to him this winter. He just opened fire on the snowbank. And the people started calling police in the neighborhood. And the cops came out. And yeah, he was also a little...
blowing holes in the snow.
He was a little intoxicated. The cops got out there, found bullet casings on the ground. It appeared that he had fired a number of shots into the snowbank. Officers found and confiscated a Glock 9mm pistol, and then they took his Club Cadet 9mm snowblower, which he probably should have had to help get him out of that snowbank.